Welcome to Growing Older with Gusto. This is your host, Gail Zuergemann, and on this podcast, we deal with something everyone faces, growing older. For years, I've been listening to those who have gone before and even blogging about what to do and how to do it. Now it's my chance to share with you these really useful strategies to living life to the fullest. Whether we're 30, 60, or beyond, Growing Older with Gusto explores how to make the most of your life. In each episode, you'll hear from different people and learn how to prosper at any age and with different types of conditions and go about embracing the future. So grab your earbuds and subscribe into our content as we hope that you too will join us on our journey to finding joy and fulfillment and growing older with gusto.
Hello, welcome to Growing Older. I am Gail Zuergemann, host of this podcast that was created to help younger generations learn from older people how to grow older in a positive and productive way. And I'm glad to be here today with Reno Loveson. Hi, Reno.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great.
I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you.
Well, good. And I know here we are, and it's pre-Thanksgiving. We're in unusual times. And we know that older adults are at a higher risk than most for contracting COVID-19. And public officials are kind of telling everybody everywhere just not to travel and kind of forget about the traditional Thanksgiving holiday. So I was wondering if we could just talk a little bit about how we can show some of the older people in our lives that we love and care about them and cherish them, even though we can't be near them physically, perhaps, even if you're in the same city or if you're far away geographically.
Sure. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out whether I fall in the category of one of those older people
I'm older.
I think I fall into the middle here. There are still a few people older than me, which is good. And
yeah, anybody older than me is older.
this is an interesting time. I was on a networking event the other day and people were talking about what their plans were. And it seems like a good number of people are opting to stay home, which I think is a good idea. We're opting to do that. My wife and I are going to be here.
And same here. My husband and I and my bonus daughter is coming over, thankfully, and she's in Chicago. So the three of us will social distance and wear masks.
Okay. Yeah. We're totally just the two of us. And I think some of the things that you and I will talk about in the course of this conversation will be some ideas of how we can interact with people, because it's something that both Julie, my wife, and I have been doing a lot of since March. We have virtually hardly left the house, but I'm going to confess today that we went out and bought a turkey. We went to Tony's for the first time since March 15th.
Now, where is Tony's?
Tony's is over near, the one that we go to is over near Foster in Lincoln.
Oh, okay. So in Chicago. Great.
In Chicago. Okay. Yeah. And so we picked up our discounted turkey and our, bunch of groceries and hauled them home. But otherwise we've been either having them delivered or picked up. So,
The whole time.
Yeah. Whole since time? March, wow. we've either been doing curbside pickup or having our groceries delivered. It's the first time we've been to grocery store since March 15th.
Wow. I know a lot of people like that in different cities, particularly like San Francisco, for example. Mm-hmm. I have some cousins that have been doing that. We actually did that during self quarantine, but usually we like to walk a few blocks and pick up the groceries and wear our masks and sure. Social distance. And they count how many people go into the store. And so we're a little more daring. I mean, my husband goes to work and I went to the health club today.
Yeah, no,
but I go to a big health club. Yeah. No, I go to a very big health club here in Chicago and that's well known and they are allowed to stay open. So,
yeah. Well, I work from home and I primarily do anyway. I do video production and I also have a website called Chicago Broadcasting Network where we talk all about, it's a podcast as well that talks about things that are going on in the Chicago area. So I'm used to working at home and in this kind of environment. My wife is a piano teacher and she's been doing 25 or 30 piano lessons a week online.
Really? I might have to get her name. I need a piano teacher. That's
perfect.
Great.
So I hope to work it in there. So we'll definitely talk about that. So anyway, so the idea of, you know, what are things that people can do during this, you know, during this virtual holiday, I think is a great topic. And one of the great things I found doing video is that people are getting so comfortable with Zoom. Everyone's becoming a Zoom expert. Again, I could allude back to my wife, who was never, I wouldn't call her technically astute, and I think she would agree with that, but yet she's become sort of the Zoom expert. And I have, on many, several occasions, had to ask her questions because she's actually doing it, you know, 8 or 10 times a day and solving problems and getting good at it. And I think the trick now is, how can we use Zoom and this other technologies to interact on a social way that'll be fun and interactive. So that's where I thought we might take this conversation, now that I've just taken over your show.
Oh, that's okay. I like it. I think I've read some of your thoughts and ideas. I think they're incredible.
Yeah.
And I really am excited for you to share them with our listeners.
Right.
They're really great.
Well, if I can start with one thing, which is, since I mentioned talking about Zoom, because this is something that we have done over the last couple years anyway, because my sister-in-law lives in Cleveland, and there have been several occasions where she's wanted to be with us on some holiday or another and couldn't do it. And we actually have taken the tablet and we put her at one of the places at our table. And we put the tablet there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then she actually has dinner with us. And so she's actually right there at the table. And that was sort of the first thing I thought I would mention that might be a fun thing for people to do. Don't think of this as something you have to do in the living room, whatever. I mean, you know,
so
have a virtual meal.
How would you suggest people do that, that don't have technical expertise, for example? How would that work for them?
Well,
I
would
give us like the 1, 2, 3 of how to do it.
I would say the minimal expertise you need is the ability to use your cell phone or a tablet, which, you know, more and more this has become innocuous. Everybody's got them. And you know, the funny thing is, we're talking about growing older and so on. I find that my friends who are, let's say, let's say 50 plus, even 60 plus, who people, the younger kids want to think that, you know, we're not technically astute, but, you know, those are people mm-hmm. who are totally up to speed with using their
smartphones. Well, we have to be, right?
Especially if you want to talk to your grandchildren.
Right. With everybody else. Yeah, right.
Exactly. So the thing is to, you know, just find a small little tripod or just a bunch of books or something and stack them up, and where you can put the tablet or the smartphone at a level that makes sense. And then you can have the person right there at the table with you. So, you know, Thanksgiving, if it's grandma who can't be there with you, or if it's your sister-in-law or your one of your kids, you know, you can be right there. And you know, if you want to really do it right, they can be having their meal. You can be having your meal and be at the table with each other and have the same conversations you would normally have.
Yes, I experienced that last spring. I was invited to a Zoom Seder.
Okay,
and
perfect.
We all sat around a table and did exactly that. But we used our laptop.
Yeah, certainly a laptop will definitely do it. And whatever you're comfortable with, whatever works for you, that would be good.
So, Reno, if you were going to give us, the listeners and myself actually, you know, the top tips for people trying to connect over Thanksgiving in these times of COVID-19, what would come top to mind?
Sure. You know, I jotted down a few things because I think today people are, you know, more and more comfortable, as we mentioned, you know, using Zoom. Maybe you prefer Skype. Maybe you prefer, what's the iPhone, FaceTime. You know, mm-hmm. these are all different technologies that people are, you know, more and more comfortable with. But there's a lot of things you can do besides just have conversations. So certainly one of the things, if you have little children, for them to do some kind of performance or some sort of presentation, you know, something little kids, especially I would say 7 or 8 and under, sometimes older too, like to put on a skit or a play or something. It's not easy to get them to engage in conversation, but they might want to prepare something that they can perform for the family. So, and that's something mm-hmm. you might do at Thanksgiving anyway. So why not do it via the internet, via Zoom or what have you. One of the things I jotted down was a family trivia contest. a lot of businesses and other entities are having great success with trivia contests because it's an awesome way to engage with people. So why not create a family trivia contest and somebody can think of a bunch of, you know, questions that they could ask and have other family members answer those questions. If you can't do your own trivia questions, you can grab a game like Cranium or some other trivia game and play that, or you can use online apps. There's I play poker once a week with some friends of mine. We use an online poker app that allows us to have our own private room and play. It's not a big stakes game. It's all about just the time that we spend together, but there are poker apps. There's a Scrabble app. There's all kinds of games that where everybody, no matter where you're located, can tap in and play a game together. So again, that's something you might do.
Well, that sounds like fun.
That's something you might that do in Thanksgiving great. Anyway, right?
Kind of like, right. Play a game. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I saw your animated pre-Thanksgiving, what do you call it? It was fabulous. It was a little animated.
It was a parody and animation. Right. Yeah, it was a animation that I did. You know, again, I do video production, so animation is kind of a side thing for me, but it was a lot of fun to do. And my wife actually had the idea to take Over the River and Through the Woods, the song, and mm-hmm. do some sort of parody on it. And so when she started it, I said, oh, I got just the idea and came up with some words. So we could play that for your listeners and they can enjoy that. It's just a few.
I thought it was fun. And I think it would be a great way in these times to end this show today. It would be wonderful. Excellent.
Okay, great. So
thank you.
Well, I hope everybody enjoys it. I really enjoyed having the conversation with you. And
great to meet you, Reno.
You too. So have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Over the internet, through the Zoom, to grandmother's house we go. My mouse knows the way. It's Thanksgiving Day, so the signal's kinda slow. Your mic is on mute. You might have to reboot. Your speaker's kinda low. So comb your hair, get dad a beer. To grandmother's house we go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Growing Older with Gusto. I'm Scott Winteroth, co-producer, and on behalf of Gail Zuckerman and myself, we would like to invite you to our website for additional resources on Growing Older with Gusto, as well as past episodes of the show. Please consider sharing this podcast with a friend. Or, if you know someone who is growing older with Gusto, please have them contact us so we can interview them on the show. Our contact information is on our website. Thank you. This podcast is a Front and Social production. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.